And while they're getting their candy, you are welcome to turn in your pew Bible to 1 John 3:16-24. 1 John is near the end. It's just a few small books up from the book of Revelation. So start in the back and then go left. You will find it. If you hit 1 Peter, you got to go. There you go. It's right after 2 Peter. In my Bible, it's on page 226, but that won't help you. 222? That's not bad. Nice. Pretty close. All right, let's pray. We thank you, Lord, so much for this day. For the reading of your word is grace to us. It is the show of your desire for us to know more about you. It reminds us that you didn't leave us alone, for you have given us your word, your son, Jesus, who is the word made flesh. We thank you, Lord, and ask that our hearts and eyes and mind are open to hear what it is you have for us, that your name may be praised forever in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John 3:16-24. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he had commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So can you believe, I can't do math, what, 4 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? Subtraction was especially difficult for me. We had Easter. You know, it was, so time has already passed. It moves so very quickly. Easter is a wonderful celebration. It's a celebration where we gather together and we rejoice that God raised his son from the dead. That through the Easter truth, we know that God loves us so much that he wants us to spend eternal life with him forever. And made that possible through Jesus Christ. It shows God's ultimate desire for us. Love Easter. It's full of great hope, great rejoicing. Full of that song. I'm not going to sing it for you, and you'll thank me for that. But it's "Oh Happy Day." You know that song? That's Easter. You know, "Oh Happy Day," that Jesus should be risen from the dead, and death loses its sting. What a joy! What gladness! If there is any sliver of negativity or criticism that one could say about Easter, it's only because we have created it ourselves. And there is one that I can think of. And we've created it. It's our own invention because, you know, we like us. And that is that Easter becomes a very individual sort of celebration. That Jesus died for me. And absolutely, there is a very strong component to that, that Jesus did die for me, but sometimes we take it to the extreme. Let me give you an example. A friend of mine, Reverend Scott Gallagher, preaches up at Garden City. We were working out together one day, and he is part of the Emmaus community. Have you ever heard of the Walk to Emmaus, the program where you go and you spend a weekend of silence and growth? It's like a spiritual retreat. And he said to me, my dad has been asking me to go for years, And he says to me, you have to have a sponsor in order to go. He says, I'll sponsor you to go. And he says, it's happening in a couple months. Well, I feel really bad. Like, it's tough for me to leave my family for that long. You know, I'm a homebody, as the biggest homebody that one can be. I love being home. My ideal vacation is staying at home. You know, I just love a week of being at home, and being away for the weekend's tough for me. So my response to him was, I'm sorry, Scott, I just don't feel called to that. You know, and sometimes we make those kind of excuses. Because we don't want it, we figure Jesus doesn't want us to have it. And so I said, you know, my Jesus told me that I don't have to go. And his response to me back was, well, my Jesus told me that you were called to go to that. And then it started spiraling downward from there. Well, my Jesus doesn't like your Jesus. You know, we just back and forth. And even the song, it's a fair sort of new song, My Jesus, My Savior. And so Jesus becomes an extremely individual sort of relationship. You know, it's all about me and my Jesus walking hand in hand down the road. However, there's been a theme that I've noticed with the sermons, not really on purpose, but it's that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and later we'll learn through the giving of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, that Jesus wants to create this group, this realization that his love isn't so small that it's for any one individual, that it's for all the world. In fact, our scripture today, 1 John 3:16, has a very close parallel. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's a very big picture. And so in our letter today, 1 John, he's writing to a small church. He's not writing to individuals. He's writing to a group of people. A new church who is trying to figure out what it means to be a follower of Jesus in this world together with one another. And so his words of advice here are for a group of people. Now, it also means that as individuals, it does have some merit in our own personal lives, how we live. But John wants the people to have a bigger picture. And basically what he says in John, 1 John 3:16, if you're going to memorize two verses of the Bible, memorize John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16. They're real neat together. Let me quote to you John 3:16 again and then read 1 John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Basically, in 1 John 3:16, what John is telling this new church, what it means to live together in community is to love one another. Now, this is beautiful. In fact, people who are big fans of Valentine's Day would love this scripture. Because Valentine's Day is a great day about love. But what is love? Hallmark has a lot of definitions of love. And many of them are great definitions of love. You know, you can buy cards and hearts, and you can give it to someone, and it says, I love you. My favorite Valentine's Day candy are those little Valentine's Day hearts with the little things on them that says Nito and you're rad and, you know, those cool kind of stuff on it. Love that stuff. What is love? Love's a lot of things. Everyone has their own definition and opinion about love. Love is doing the dishes without being asked. Love is getting someone breakfast in bed. Love is adopting a dog from the kennel. Love is staying up with your spouse who's having, or with a friend who's having a tough day, even though you have to wake up early for work the next day. Love is allowing another person to have the last sip of water in the jar and you filling up the jar yourself. That's a big one. Love is so many things. But John has a definition of love. This is this. Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And in fact, love is that he laid down his life for us. Love is sacrifice. Love is giving of the self. Love is constantly putting yourself out there in the breach. Love is placing yourself between another person and danger. Love is movement. And to be cliche and unoriginal, love is a verb. It's action. But remember, this isn't about individuals. This is about a group of people. This is about the people that Jesus gave his life for, that they may live together in mutual harmony, encouraging and loving one another to go out and encourage and love the world. Love, in terms of the church, is the church placing itself in the breach. Is the church placing itself in between the community and danger. Love is the church getting out there in the midst of the people and meeting them where they hurt and where they need the most. Love is encouraging them and telling them that they are loved and sharing with them and staying up with them late at night, even though we have to work in the morning. John says about this love, a love which, again, is not for the faint of heart, a love which is self-sacrificial, a love which requires energy, requires action, a love that can be embarrassing at times because we stick ourselves out there. John says of this love that, you know that other song? They'll know we are Christians because of our love. Well, that's wrong. John never said love so that they'll know that you're Christians. John says love so that they know Christ. That they'll know Christ because of our love. They'll know Jesus because of our love. Our love isn't supposed to tell things about us. Our love is supposed to tell things about Jesus. But John doesn't only say that. This is the neat thing about love. John says that if you look at a church, you look at a group of people, and you see their actions, and they are not loving, where's God? John says that you will know that God is with you by the way that you love others. You will know that God is with you by the way that you go out into the community and share of yourself. Because only God can give us that kind of love. Only God can give us the strength to go out into the breach and place ourselves in between danger and others. Only God can allow us to reach people in with the kind of love that shows that it has strength and power and is greater than the things of this world. And so the love that we live as a church is a love that reminds us that God is with us. What's neat about this is when we think about going out into the world and sharing of ourselves, we start thinking, oh, that seems so tiring. And my favorite show's on. And I just want to sit down with a glass of iced tea and enjoy the sun. But when we love with God's love, it fills our heart because we are reminded that God is with us. We are reminded that we are loved when we love others. And we praise God for that. Let's stand together and sing our next hymn, which is found on page, let me get my hymnal here,